A researcher in Tennessee wanted to try to address the question about are certain supplements useful? So this was published from 2007, and he wanted to go into a mix of food along with vitamins and some other supplements. He looked into vitamin C in an acid form, vitamin E as a tocopherol, along with some other supplements. So there's N-acetylcysteine, which is an antioxidant. There was another type of antioxidant called flavonoid, levocarnitine, astaxanthin, beta-hydroxybeta-methylbutyrate, creatinine, and essential fatty acids, branched-chain amino acids, bromelain, and then certain macronutrients like carbohydrates and proteins. And the guy felt that vitamin C, vitamin E, flavonoids, and L-carnitine had the most evidence back in 2007. However, even though he felt that they had the most evidence, he said, look, what they do, when you exercise, you're kind of injuring your muscles, you're wearing them down, you're tearing them down, and the body then breaks, makes them new, like makes newer, bigger, stronger ones. And he didn't feel that it could really prevent the breaking down that happens, but rather just made people feel better, which. Since that's the hypothesis, the mechanism still, like the way it works is the same. It's just that he felt that it made it the act of exercise better. The main gripe he felt was that the studies as of 2007 didn't have optimal dosages. Which is no major surprise because the supplements industry in this country, they're just not regulated like they are in other countries. So, while there's like safety and efficacy, there's just different standards and different, due to a lack of profit motive, that's why pharmaceutical companies don't research supplements because they say, like, what's the point of me spending hundreds, thousands, millions, billions of dollars to verify that something works if any of my competitors can be able to then take my research and go make a bunch of profit off of it. So I would just say, the takeaway here is, being aware if about vitamin C, vitamin E, L-carnitine, and flavonoids.